Hello, I'm Russ Lynch. I'm a director at Powers Court, and welcome to the latest edition of our Friday Fix podcast. This week, I'm delighted to be joined by Graham Ruddock, former deputy business editor of The Times, who raised a few eyebrows in the journalistic trade when he left earlier this year to launch Off to Lunch, a new business and finance newsletter on the subscription platform Substack. Thanks for coming in, Graham.
Hello, thank you.
Well, the main reason I've heard about Substack is because it's Dominic Cummings' main method of talking to the world these days, but it's only 5 years old. Tell us a little bit more about it and what you're doing.
So, Substack, as you say, was founded in 2017. It was founded on a vision of shaking up journalism, and the belief from the founders was that journalism was being undervalued, it was being skewed by Google, Facebook and Twitter, and that there was room for readers and writers to have a closer relationship. 5 years down the line, it's got 1 million paying subscribers, obviously mostly in the US, which is where it was founded. But in the UK, it's also been doing very well, naturally became its second market. And then late last year, they announced that they were going to more formally push in to the UK. Dominic Cummings is obviously one of the best known people on there, but there's many, many others here in the UK already. They range from sort of incredibly niche to sort of big politics thinking and everything in between. So I'm obviously doing business and finance, but you've also got people on there like Salman Rushdie publishing his latest novel. You've also got cartoonists, and you have all sorts of other stuff as well.
Now, who are you writing for? Tell me about your target audience.
So my reason for setting up Off to Lunch was that I believe there is a huge demand for business and finance news and analysis being done in a different way, particularly among people under 40 and under 50 years old who may have a growing interest in business and finance because they started investing during lockdown, or maybe it's just because of the business they work in, or maybe it's because they're running a startup themselves. But my belief was that they wanted to consume news in a different way. They were already doing so, and that Substack offered the platform to do that. So I am focusing on news outside London. I'm focused on long-term over short-term, and I'm focusing on solutions over problems. And they are all things that at the moment I don't think are particularly done by other media organisations.
Are we saying, shockingly, that good news sells better than bad news here?
I think for some people it probably does. I think it's a balance, isn't it? And I think there is a danger at times that we focus on the bad news and don't look at what's positive in the world. I mean, there's obviously a lot of challenges out there at the moment, not least Russia-Ukraine, not least rising cost of living, not least COVID in China. But at the same time, there is space and room to tell success stories. And obviously, focusing on news outside London, a large part of what I'm going to be talking about is levelling up, which is one of the big political stories of our time, and I think of our generation. And that story is going to rely on success stories. It's going to rely on new businesses growing and emerging, and it's going to rely on solutions, not problems. And I want to be covering those stories.
I mean, obviously, it's quite early days for the newsletter, but do you have much interaction with comms folk? I mean, is there a particular type of story or topic for analysis that you're particularly interested in?
Yes, lots of interaction. I've got to say, it feels like I'm pushing on an open door with what I'm doing. There's so much intrigue about Substack, and so much intrigue in Off to Lunch, and so much intrigue in doing something a bit different. So the biggest thing I'm looking for is interviews and ideas. So ideas in terms of what clients are talking about and thinking about, and what they think I should be writing about, and interviews in terms of people who've got a view on the world or a particular story they want to tell. And that brings me on nicely on to my own podcast, which is going to be launching, Business Studies, which is going to take a second look at big business stories from the past, whether we got them right the first time when we looked at them, and what we can learn from them today. And that will involve speaking to people at the heart of those stories, so CEOs. And so I'm really interested to hear from people in the PR world about people and businesses they think have interesting stories to tell.
So you're going to be looking back at episodes like the financial crisis, for example, things like that?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, if you take the financial crisis, one sort of contrarian take you might want to put into a podcast is, should Royal Bank of Scotland really have been saved, for example. Or you could look at companies more specifically and say Tesco under Terry Leahy, because there was obviously a debate post his departure about whether he actually did do a good job given what happened to the company in the subsequent years.
Mm. Now, obviously, you're making a pretty big personal bet on the future of subscription journalism. How do you compete on your own against the likes of The Economist or The FT? Do you see other senior business journalists following your lead out of traditional journalism into what you're doing?
In terms of the existing media world, I feel like I'm sitting within it rather than competing against it. And a lot of what I want to do and am doing is celebrating their good work, because actually all the other publications are sort of tied to themselves. So there is a reluctance, I think, to celebrate a rival's work, and actually being out and doing it on my own means I can take a step back and say, this is good, and have no sort of bias as to what I'm actually promoting, say, my own publication. It also means being on my own, I'm more nimble, and I don't have a responsibility to cover things that you would if you were a publication. So that means I can relentlessly focus on long term over short term, and relentlessly focusing on what matters outside London without feeling like I have to do certain stories. In terms of the second part of your question, I think that other people will follow, yes, because it is the future. I feel like I'm betting on the future, which feels like a smart place to be. And because I think Substack is, and what they stand for, is great for journalism, and it will make journalism better. And I think people will be attracted to that.
Well, that seems like a pretty good place to wrap things up. Thanks very much for coming in. Best of luck with it all. And thanks for your time.
Thanks. Cheers. Very much.